Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into the weeds on manufacturing staffing agencies. And we need to forget the old idea of, you know, just temporary fill-ins or stopgap labor. The sources we've been looking at point to this huge, really fundamental shift. Modern manufacturers are now seeing specialized external staffing not as a supplement, but as a core operational strategy. So our mission today is pretty straightforward. We want to understand why these complex, high-output facilities now see these partnerships as, well, essential. Why have they moved so far beyond just seeing it as a temporary fix?
Well, it really boils down to one fundamental reality of the modern factory floor. Production stability is completely non-negotiable. Everything, and I mean everything, hinges on meeting these incredibly tight demands for precision, for uptime, and just total reliability.
And a general labor model can't do that.
It just can't. It consistently fails because it can't handle the extreme swings in demand, the skill gaps that pop up, and frankly, the massive retention challenges you see in high-volume industrial work.
Okay, let's unpack this. That sounds less like a staffing challenge and more like a crisis of scale and specificity.
It is.
It's not just about needing bodies. It's needing the right body with the right behaviors in the right place right now, or the entire line just stops.
Precisely. If you can't maintain a predictable flow of workers who are ready to meet output expectations from day one, you're sacrificing stability. And in modern manufacturing, sacrificing stability means you instantly miss deadlines, you compromise quality, and you are basically inviting safety issues onto your floor.
So let's start there with that operational contrast. Why are manufacturing environments so different from, say, a corporate office that they need this super specialized hiring model?
Because in manufacturing, the clock is physical, and it is absolutely unforgiving. Schedules revolve around constant 24/7 multi-shift operations.
Yeah.
You have these really volatile peak demand cycles, you know, a sudden huge order or a seasonal spike, and you have to stick to these incredibly strict throughput requirements.
And internal HR, they're just not set up for that kind of pace.
They're just not. They are essential for the big picture, for culture and high-level strategy, but they aren't geared to run a non-stop, high-volume talent pipeline that's tailored specifically to the shop floor.
But let's talk about the friction point there. Isn't using an outside agency just inherently more expensive than using your own internal team?
That is the critical question people always ask. But the true cost isn't the administrative burden. It's the cost of downtime. A specialized agency, they dedicate their entire infrastructure, their software, their assessors, their recruiters, exclusively to industrial talent.
So they just move faster.
They move faster and they find better matches because they live and breathe the factory floor. They understand equipment. They understand the physical reality of a 12-hour shift, the safety priorities. It's their entire world. A general recruiter might ask, you know, do you know how to run a machine? A specialist asks, can you run that machine consistently in a noisy, confined space for 8 hours straight without letting precision slip?
Right. So their specialization means deeper screening, which leads to a better match.
You mentioned firms that focus on this, like RSS Inc., build internal performance benchmarks. How specific are we talking here?
Oh, incredibly specific. It goes way beyond a resume. They're differentiating between an operator who can, you know, start a machine and one who can sustain the pace on a line with a really strict tack time. And for anyone listening who isn't familiar, tack time is the precise rhythm, the rate a product has to be finished to match customer demand exactly.
If you fall behind that, you're losing money instantly.
Immediately. You're losing efficiency, you're stockpiling unfinished goods. So if you hire someone who struggles with that pace and they slow the line by even 5%, that's 5% of revenue just gone.
Wow.
So this specialization refines their screening over time to match a client's actual production style. The end result is a much clearer, more predictable labor pipeline. And that consistency, which prevents those long vacancies and constant churn, it easily justifies the expense. Okay, let's shift gears to the engine room, the actual support structure. What are the key functions these specialized agencies are running day in and day out that actually support the plant?
It really boils down to a relentless focus across three critical areas. First is recruiting industrial talent at scale. This means constantly maintaining these huge pipelines of candidates who are not just okay with physical work, but are mentally suited for structured, repetitive environments.
That's the key, isn't it? That's the main defense against people quitting in the first week.
It's everything. If you dislike repetition, you will not last.
So how do they verify that? How do you screen for comfort with repetition? It's not something you put on a resume.
No, and that's where the specialization really earns its keep. They use assessments tailored specifically to industrial environments. They functional capability tests, sometimes even low-fidelity simulations. They'll verify basic machine handling, sure, but they're also tracking consistency during a repetitive cycle test, measuring dexterity under pressure, looking for pattern recognition.
Things that indicate endurance and focus.
Exactly. And for the more skilled roles, they integrate much more advanced vetting. If the CNC operator, they're pre-screening for familiarity with specific controls. And crucially, safety knowledge. They verify that someone understands protocols like lockout ACOV, you know, the mandatory process of de-energizing machinery before maintenance. That's non-negotiable.
Okay, so if the screening is that tight, I have to assume the diversity of roles they cover goes way beyond what people think of as just factory labor.
Oh, absolutely. The scope is enormous. For the high-volume entry-level positions, your assemblers, line workers, material handlers, the screening is all about pure reliability, pace, and dexterity. Can you show up, and can you keep your hands moving accurately?
Simple but critical.
Very. Then for skilled machine operators, the CNC guys, the injection molding techs, the focus shifts completely to technical aptitude, a very strong safety orientation, and again, tolerance for that fast cycle work.
And what about logistics, the people keeping the whole place running?
All right, support and logistics, forklift operators, inventory clerks, quality inspectors. For them, it is all about precision and strictly following protocols. You're looking for patience, attention to detail, because one mistake there can cause a huge supply interruption. We also see them providing technical and maintenance roles, supplementing internal teams with specialized electrical or automation techs when there's a backlog.
So these processes are clearly designed to fight that constant headache in manufacturing. Turnover, absenteeism, skill gaps. We've established stability is the goal. But how exactly do they guarantee better stability versus a manufacturer just trying to hire on their own?
It starts with scale. They offer instant access to a pre-vetted pool of workers. These people have already done the initial screenings, the background checks, the basic safety orientation. So that just collapses the hiring timeline, right? From weeks down to maybe days, it's a huge reduction in the administrative load.
But the real problem is keeping them there after day one.
That's the real stability issue. And that's where performance monitoring comes in. The best agencies, they track worker behavior, attendance patterns, how fast they adapt, and they intervene proactively. If a warning sign pops up, they address it, they coach the worker, or they replace them before the client even knows there's a problem.
And their ability to deploy people fast must be a huge differentiator from a general recruiter.
It's essential. A demand surge happens, or you get a bunch of callouts that can stop production instantly. A specialized agency often has standby pools ready to go, specifically to fill those gaps within hours, not days. That's what stability in an industrial setting actually means.
Can you give us a concrete example of how that saves money on the bottom line?
Sure. Think of a complex production line. If three key people call out a huge drain, the cost of just one day of that idle equipment and wasted overhead often dwarfs the entire monthly fee for the agency. A critical maintenance vacancy that lasts 60 days can cost you more in lost production than years' worth of agency fees. That's the real math here. They're selling risk management.
And controlling overtime, that's a massive hidden cost of poor labor stability.
A huge one. Consistent staffing reduces that reliance on mandatory overtime. And overtime is expensive, it kills morale, and it significantly increases the chance of safety errors. It's a self-defeating cycle. So by keeping staffing steady, they help support lean and just-in-time models so manufacturers aren't carrying unnecessary labor overhead.
Let's circle back to quality for a second. How does getting that better worker fit translate directly into fewer defects?
It all comes back to that behavioral match. If an agency screens for pace and endurance, they find a candidate who can sustain speed and focus through a long, repetitive shift. That prevents fatigue-induced errors. They also prioritize people with strong pattern recognition, the ability to spot a tiny deviation on a moving line, and familiarity with quality workflows. So by filtering for those traits, they directly support higher throughput and a lower defect rate.
The manufacturing world is evolving so fast, though, you know, with automation, smart factories. How are these staffing models adapting to that?
They've had to pivot hard into what you might call technical and hybrid pipelines. It's not enough to just find manual assemblers anymore. Agencies are actively recruiting for robotics operators, automated line attendants, people who need a mix of old-school mechanical aptitude and new-school tech fluency.
That must create some real friction, though. If a worker is great with manual tools, how do they adapt to an advanced computer interface?
That is the core challenge. The agencies have to support facilities with all kinds of mixed automation levels. You need candidates for purely manual stations, for semi-automated cells where you're balancing pace and monitoring, and for fully automated lines that just require oversight and intervention skills. The screening has to identify who is comfortable with that tech gap. You can't just rely on muscle memory anymore. You need system memory.
So even for a job like a material handler, digital literacy is basically required now.
It is. Agencies have to screen for comfort with digital tool scanners, tablets, and especially HMI screens, the human-machine interface. That's the touchscreen you use to operate the machinery. They need to see accuracy in data entry, basic navigation, because smoother digital interaction just means a smoother workflow for everyone.
So let's talk about the flexible models they offer. Why would a manufacturer pick one over another?
Each one serves a really distinct strategic purpose. Temporary staffing is all about operational continuity. Use it for short-term spikes, seasonal demand, big one-time orders. It lets you scale up fast without adding permanent headcount.
And temp-to-hire seems like the most strategic one.
It probably is for long-term health, yeah. The temp-to-hire model lets you evaluate performance, attendance, safety, cultural fit-all in real-world conditions before you make a permanent offer. Firms like RSS Inc. use this all the time to minimize hiring mistakes. It's the best risk management approach for building a workforce.
And direct hire is for those really hard-to-find specialists.
Correct. Direct hire is usually for those niche, high-impact roles, a maintenance supervisor, a specialized programmer. The agency just sources the talent permanently, and it saves the internal team, thousands of hours of searching.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? The core insight here seems to be that these specialized partners succeed because they understand the physical and technical reality of the production floor, the noise, the precision, the timing, better than any generalist could. They aren't really selling labor, they're selling operational stability.
And if you're selecting a partner, you have to assess them on three dimensions. First, industry familiarity. Do they really get multi-shift operations and your specific safety rules? Second, screening depth. Are they actually testing for reliability and equipment comfort? And third, workforce scalability. Can they scale your labor up or down fast without the quality dropping off a cliff?
It really seems the stability of a modern production line now relies on an agency's ability to match not just technical skills, but those essential behavioral traits. That behavioral match attention to detail, safety, compliance, endurance, that's now central to workforce quality. It's so much more than just filling a headcount.
We've absolutely moved past the era where a factory floor worker just needed strong arms. Now, they need a technician's mind, and you need a staffing partner that can actually find that specific combination.